and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 279. How did he get to be that? Can we have 280 as a milestone, or do we not need it?
280.
Oh, yeah, we could do that as well. Apparently, Jonathan's year is ending very well.
Am I allowed to talk now?
Yes, of course you can. Oh, don't start. Right. I'm going to name and shame you now. What happens is, right, the microphones are wired together. So, well, actually, I could mute you. That put paid to it, wouldn't it? I could actually mute him. But when I'm about to press the button, I say, I'm going in. And then he starts yakking, which is how come you heard half a conversation the other night. So I said to him, I'm going in. In other words, shut up. And he took it literally. There you go.
You're very welcome, Kimmy.
Right, let's have a look. I need to see the chat.
Where's it was all Elaine's work, nothing to do with me.
Oh, it was.
Well, actually, it wasn't it?
You did the...
I extracted
the BI stuff.
I extracted the stuff from the spreadsheet.
And the first time, there were 2 months missing. The second time, he'd got a record as the titles. And the third time, when you think third time lucky, you've got stuff in twice. But I didn't tell him that until now. And now I'm getting the daggers. Hello, Jonathan.
Right, I'm going.
You're going to look after the dog. She hasn't eaten yet. CQ Deb. And who else have we got? Hello, Kim. Oh, I'm glad you liked it. Excellent. There may be a copy of that winging its way, but don't tell anyone. I don't suppose we can play it on. We can't play it on demand, but we can reschedule it. So we might have to reschedule it on its way to you. So you can play it as and when. I love putting that together. I thought the Dolly Parton one at the end was just the right one. And we went in with Walking on Sunshine, which is not exactly the theme of the year, but never mind. Obviously, Jonathan's heard what's gone on, but if you're not in the UK, have you heard the latest? Oh, it's been an amazing day here.
17.
We have, as you know, been in the top tier since forever. We had 3 weeks off since March. And other than that, we've been in the national lockdown, a tier 3 local lockdown, worse there is. We have not moved out of the tier 3 lockdown, but Boris has introduced a more severe tier 4 level. So technically we're celebrating. Not exactly moved down a level, but there is an extra level has appeared above us. And Christmas is off. The 5 days free for all, which we all thought was a terrible idea, is no longer. Does this change your plans, Jonathan? Doesn't change ours a jot. I was sat there watching thinking, there'll be people screaming and crying and generally creating. And I thought, and you? Yeah, as you were, nothing to see, move along. But Kath is not happy. I don't know if she'll be joining us later or if she will be crying into her beer. Hopefully she will. But they had got this amazingly complicated thing planned. She's got 2 daughters. Kaz lives with them. So that's easy. They're one household. But Lisa's married with 2 kids and they're trying to get to see both sets of grandparents for Christmas. It had turned into a logistical nightmare, but they'd worked it out. To add insult to injury, Lisa is currently in quarantine because she's a teacher and one of the kids came in infected. So she's now got to self-isolate.
Right, come on then, let's go and play.
But they'd still managed to sort it out. It was all going to happen. And then that happened today. Kath hadn't even heard. I don't know where she'd been. But she heard on Facebook and they're gutted. So their Christmas is ruined. So it was already complicated. Joe's had his vaccine, I think. Kath's had hers today. But it's only half. And you've got to wait until the other half. And it's all over the place. And then to make it absolutely worse, I mean, that is bad enough as it goes. But I think it's the eldest. I think there's 2 kids. One's about 10, 11, and the other one's about 8 or 9. And I think it was the eldest, but it may not have been, was crying. So that was the end of that. So it's been a terrible, terrible day for them. I said I'd be tempted to just do what you want anyway. Not that I could recommend that, But, you know, they've been so careful in terms of they're all in self-isolation to start with. So what harm would it do meeting on Christmas Day? Let's just put it like this. People have done more stupid things. But no, they said they're going to stick to the rules, but they're all gutted. So we're going to have one heck of a party to make up for it tonight. Yes, her cousin had died, and it's the funeral on, I think it's Tuesday or Thursday. No, it'd be Tuesday, wouldn't it? Yes, I think the funeral's Tuesday. And that was weeks ago. So Mike said, didn't he die like weeks ago? And I said, and? And Mike went, yeah. Gone are the days when you were buried in the week. I said to Mike, if you're not Jewish or Muslim, you're not at the front of the queue. They automatically go to the front of the queue because you need to be buried. I mean, I think in Israel it's the same day, isn't it, Jonathan? Basically, as soon as they can get you buried. It's something to do with a soul being in torment until you are laid to rest. Hence the funeral for Mike's dad being within 48 hours. I think he died on the Wednesday afternoon, and the funeral was Friday lunchtime. And that was only because they couldn't get it done any sooner because it was Christmas. But they get preferential treatment. So obviously, Cousin Brian, being Catholic, bottom of the list, plus the fact COVID, plus the fact Christmas. And I said to Mike, he's lucky he's been buried the same year he died. And Mike said, quick as a flash, your mother wasn't. And I said, no, she wasn't. She died the 23rd of December and she was buried the 21st of January. So, yeah, that was the thing that kept giving and giving. What's happening with Paul? Hello, Paul. You're in stay home unless essential until Wednesday, but you can shop, exercise and get medical care. I thought you guys had got it sorted. I thought it was just here where we were being idiotic. But this other variant seems to have just sprung out of nowhere, doesn't it? 24 hours if possible. Yeah, that's what I reckon, Jonathan. But I think both times I've been to a Jewish funeral, one was Mike's grandmother and one was his father. And it's been within 48 hours. I think the first one. It needed an inquest on the first one. So that held up proceedings a bit. But I can tell you, 24 hours is a lot better than mine, which was a month. And it's like, you are in limbo because you know you've got the funeral to face. So on the one hand, you know, you've got time to come to terms with it as you arrive at the funeral. But on the other, it can just be just too long. Just too long. Oh, Jonathan, we're going to need a photo. Don't you need a photo? It entertains us on a Saturday, that does. They haven't traced the source. That's not good. Things are just going from bad to worse here, basically. So we've now got a tier 4. I don't know if there's a tier 0, but I did say to Mike, maybe we should play 7 tiers tonight. But then I thought, no, it's only going to antagonise Kath. I've got this fabulously funny record called COVID Christmas, but I don't think she'd find that amusing either. Yeah, we should probably steer away from the COVID thing tonight. How far away off Christmas are we? Oh, 5 days. He should have done this last Wednesday. In fact, this is the problem with Boris trying to be popular, which Jonathan mentioned. The only reason that he said we could have 5 days off at Christmas, like the virus is going to have 5 days off as well, was to get us into the national lockdown on the 2nd of November. Oh, it was 5th of November. So when we came out on the 2nd of December, he wanted to like throw you a carrot, which is all very well, but we all knew then it wasn't viable. So what's made this worse is probably the fact he's been banging on for the best part of a month that it is viable and then changes his mind at the last minute. I don't know if you've seen the interview, well, the what would you call it, edict from Boris, but he had the medical advisors with him. And one of the journos said to one of the medical folk, what would you say to somebody who has literally this afternoon packed a bag to go away for Christmas, as you promised? And he said with a straight face, I'd tell them to unpack. Don't do it. So that's where we are. Oh, well. though Kim was doing light reading about the Moderna vaccine and found out Dolly Parton donated $1 million to help with it. Yeah, didn't you pick a song of Dolly Parton's and that story had broken? And I was like, wow, it's about 2-3 weeks ago you picked one. She's an amazing lady. She really is, isn't she? Do you know, she doesn't seem to have aged a day since the 70s. She looks exactly the same. And she did the reading, didn't she? Was it 8 weeks she did like bedtime stories for children? Which is giving of your time, which is so much more important. Oh, on Zoom, so it's like video as well. That's just so cool. She's a cool lady. She really is. So we're at the stage here where Christmas is off. It's all right. Maroon's still happening. And After Hours is still happening. It's just the actual Christmas bit. And do you know, Mike and I had actually bought our Christmas dinner. But you see, nothing changes for us. We went through the What You Fancy for Christmas. Like, well, not a full turkey. Don't think we need a full turkey. So, no, we didn't. But we did get things we wouldn't usually get with a view to having a different meal on Christmas Day. It's a good job it's not about the party, isn't it? Although I think for a lot of people it's meeting families, particularly this year. So it's not good overall, I guess. And Scotland have closed the borders totally. So no one's going in or out of Scotland. Wales and Northern Ireland are going into a total lockdown. One of them was going to go in the day after Christmas, but they've decided to go in tomorrow. So things really have, in the last 12 to 24 hours, absolutely gone crazy here. Absolutely crazy. Oh, and I've set up here. You know, last night when I did my unboxing, I've got my unbox thing on the desk, my little board, my Jonathan board. I shall call it my Johnny board. It's on the desk. I think I might need a big one. You should see it. It's full already. But I do like it. The pen is doing quite nicely, Jonathan. The thing with the pen that I looked at is on the top of it, it's got a little mini board wiper, hasn't it? Which is very handy. I don't know if the pen will last that long. I did find in a drawer some pens I'd forgotten I had. No, that sounds terrible. No, they are Bic something or other. Velida, I think. Velida. And they're whiteboard pens. But I'd stopped using them and I'd forgotten why. So I gets them out and then I remembered they didn't wash off properly. They left a kind of residue behind. But what's amazing... Oh, here's Chicken. Chicken's on the way. She's having a rare old time with Chicken. Come on in, you come with Chicken. Give me Chicken. Come on, Lola. Come on. Oh, it's Chicken. Say hello to everybody. No, no, I'm not. No. They haven't given me not one treat, have they? I'm in a dog mood. You can have your treats now. Do you want a schmacko? Yes, she does, is the short answer to that. Anyway, my board thing. I realised it totally wipes off perfectly on glass, but not on the plastic notebook thing that I had. So it's working well. Oh, that's so cool, Kim. You open your presents with your mum over the phone and chat about them. Exactly. It's going to be a different Christmas. We know that. But that doesn't have to mean it's cancelled. It's just going to be different. And I guarantee you, what kids will remember in the future is how they felt. Not what gifts they got. Not how many people were together. But the fact it was like a really strange Christmas. Hopefully once in a lifetime. And you look back on it, if not fondly, you'll at least remember it. Let's say that. They love Chicken. You love Chicken, don't you? Right. What's Daddy got?
One for Mummy.
I've got a beef Daddy. One.
It's a schmacko.
I can happily say, still not got COVID. No. Look at you, honestly. Talk about opportunistic. Are you going to say what happened earlier and how you were involved in nearly mutilating father?
It's eating Daddy's forefinger.
Yes.
Yes, Daddy's got to be careful.
Daddy's been medicaled and he squealed.
Well, we came in from our walk and I was trying to get everybody's dinner ready. And you were hovering around like an expectant mother. He wouldn't settle. It was only 5:30. It wasn't like it was midnight and he hadn't eaten.
What do we have here?
We'll have one of those.
And Daddy sliced Daddy's finger open.
On a can.
On a tin of dog food,
yes.
Tin of dog food, of all things. And Mummy had to medical him, didn't she? Because the last time that happened, Daddy nearly sliced his finger off with the blade off a food processor and had to take the day off work. It was bleeding that badly.
I did say that I would send a photo of it to my boss just to prove that I wasn't...
That was a bad cop, huh?
Wagging it.
You nearly lost a finger.
I presume nobody else has heard of wagging it.
Is it
a Manchester expression?
The verb to wag.
Yeah, it basically means skiving off school. Wagging it.
Like a tail.
Oh, Jonathan's on steak. Just cooking.
Oh, very
Christmas
nice.
Isn't cancelled, it's just different. Same with that other festivals.
Kiva's
exactly.
Looking for a banana.
Oh, she's still looking for that banana. I'm going to send Kiva a squeaky banana that smells of banana.
No, I didn't take a photo, Kim. Not this time.
Oh, didn't have a chance. Did last time, I think, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, nearly as bad as my dad with that lawnmower. He went over his foot, don't ask.
The reason that I squealed, I didn't squeal at the pain. I squealed because I opened the cupboard where the plasters were and 3 packets of paracetamol fell on me.
Did they reduce the pain at all?
No.
Not in your finger, but it distracted you. Oh, God, I bet they've been there since Mum died.
No.
Oh, have they not?
They're recent ones.
Oh, right, well, that's why they fell out.
Bought
then,
in the
see.
Pandemic. They're the ones you can only have 2 of.
Pandemic pills.
And then Tesco says you can't buy any more of any pills.
Oh, good grief. Oh, it's barking, isn't it? Do you know, Jonathan, in a way, I mean, I don't wish it on people who were looking forward to Christmas, but I genuinely don't think Christmas should have been treated any differently than Hanukkah, Diwali and all the others. They were building it up to be such a thing that now everybody feels worse. If he'd have said this back in November, no one would be turning a hair now. If they'd have said no meetups at Christmas and then at this point said, OK, you can have one day. Under promise and over deliver, yeah. Not the other way around, Boris. Come on, proper high fives. Good girl. Other foot. Good girl. Chicken wants one as well, does he?
She stood on chicken.
She didn't have a concept of shaking balls at all. So we've had to teach her that. But she's always dubious. I said, well, I'll do it, but there better be a treat at the end of this. Mayo was just all over you. Yeah, yeah, paw, 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 paw. Oh, am I getting something? Oh, awesome. There is a definite difference between girly and boy dogs, isn't there?
Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, she's so expectant. Oh, now Kim's got a rash on her hands and me taking photos. I think they're doing consultations by video here, as that's now the new normal. I wouldn't know, would I? Computers weren't invented the last time I went to the doctors. But that's quite cool. Because the thing is, you may notice a difference between like picture 1 and picture 4, but without the pictures, you wouldn't see the progress of it. So actually, that's very, very useful in terms of a diagnostic tool. Paul had fun installing Bridge on High Sierra Mac. Oh, it's not compatible with the current version, so you went through getting an older version. Oh, I did not know that did not work. Oh, yes, that's right, because Tracy said, didn't she? Tracy's got Lightroom and she's on High Sierra and she doesn't want to move because she'd need to upgrade, and then to upgrade you need the subscription version, and it all gets all very complicated. Oh, Kim cut off the tip of a finger on a food snack. Oh no! 2 days in a trip to urgent care to get it to quit bleeding. Oh. That's sort of what Mike did. Not with the nail, it was the other side, so on like the pad of the finger. But the blade is like it's literally a razor blade. It's like a scalpel. And it sliced in at like an arc. So there was this flap of skin just flapping. So he did take a photo and he did send it to his boss.
Gives me the creeps just thinking about it.
Oh, I know. Just even thinking of it, you kind of... pins and needles all over.
COVID, more tears than when Bambi's mum died.
Oh,
should we get all the COVID jokes out of the way before?
before we talk to Kath.
Before Kath joins us, yeah.
Yeah, this COVID Christmas looks fabulous, but I can't do it. It can't be done. No, leave it alone. I thought next week we should, because it'll be New Year, won't it? No, not next week, week after.
Week after,
week
yeah.
Week after. And I'm thinking we should do like the year in review in music.
It'll be all COVID stuff, won't it?
Right, so then we're going back to Paul here. The install process told me I'd opened a browser to log in and then started Parallels to open an Edge browser. So the install was an adventure, wasn't it? Shut down Parallels, ignored Edge. Wondering how to get around that. The login opened in the Mac about 10 minutes later. Got in the end. wish you didn't have to create an Adobe account. Well, totally agree. But, you know, they're giving you free software. You're not going to be able to get around it. They are also giving you a bit of free space as well. Nothing to write home about, but enough to be able to synchronise the settings for some of your iOS apps and back them up. Did you want Christmas songs for tonight? Didn't realise this was the last Saturday before Christmas. It's a party. You can have whatever you
anything,
like. Anything goes,
Kim.
Anything goes. That's what we decided. Because, you know, we didn't want really to turn it into a Christmas fest, which on reflection was a flaming good idea.
Your
night,
trio's
wasn't it?
In the list. I've still got some others to add, haven't I?
I did send you all the ones I had.
Yeah.
But people send me mails on a Saturday after 7 o'clock. How am I supposed to look at my mail after 7 o'clock on a Saturday? Because I know I've only got 3 screens and I'm using 17 of them. I have actually had to pension off a job, Mike. Can you hear the other machine going crazy?
Yeah.
It's converting WebP. Is it Web? No, WebM? WebP? Whatever. It's converting some video. And you know what it's like when it gets giddy. Oh,
no.
Lola. Haven't you had enough?
Yes.
Chicken's eaten it. Take the matter up with Chicken.
Go on, sickly dog.
So that's, if you can hear the fans, that's why the fans are going mad, because I've pensioned that off with that job. But if we'd have picked Christmas and celebrations tonight, that would have been bad news, wouldn't it? I think Kat's probably accepted it up to a point, but, you know, given the fact she's got a funeral to look forward to next week, and that's about it. Can you still do funerals? In a tier 4, you can't do anything, apparently. And I just find it amazing that the part of the country they've put into tier 4 wasn't even in a tier 3. So this has literally just come out of nowhere. Come out of nowhere. And, of course, we are mired in the middle of it. Turn the bedroom light on. He's now talking to his other woman. Can you hear him? Is she listening to you, Mike?
Alexa, turn the bedroom light on.
I hope you can hear him. He's asking the A-lady to turn the bedroom light on. Why don't you just shout at the woman?
Bedroom light isn't responding.
Oh.
Please check its network connection and power supply.
Is she connected to the right... Which one is that?
Alexa, turn the bedroom light on.
It keeps trying. Oh, okay. Dear. Oh, has she done it?
Alexa, turn the bedroom light on.
This is a great conversation. Crying out loud. Oh, Jonathan's dinner's in. Jonathan's dinner's in. Let's have a look. What do I have today? I have a gammon. So you wouldn't have been enjoying that, would you, Jonathan? Mike did. Hence, from bagels to bacon butties. Right, let's have a look at that one. Oh, that does look nice. Those fries look nice. Are they fries or are they... Oh, what's the veg that Nina does? Oh, I can't remember. Are they fries or not?
Right, she's now responding.
Is she responding
somebody
to you now?
Somebody had turned the switch to the off position.
Well, don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
Lola. The switch is too high for Lola. It was one of us. Blaming Lola.
One of us was sleepwalking, obviously.
Well, I didn't turn it off because it wasn't on.
Oh.
I used the torch on my phone.
Oh.
So don't look at me.
Oh, right.
That must have been you. Anyway, Jonathan's dinner.
Oh, very nice.
Are they fries?
No, the parsnips.
The orange... Oh, hang on. Orange...
No, sweet potato fries. Yeah.
They do look nice, though. I'm liking those. Well, parsnips it was that we got, wasn't it?
Yeah.
to bake.
Parsnips are in the order. Until Wendy brings them, we haven't got them.
That's true. That's true. We're awaiting Wendy. Take the darn thing downstairs, Mike. Oh, Miss A, that's a good one. That's a good one. I've got to be careful because I keep setting Jonathan's off. I don't know why Jonathan's A lady thinks that I'm Jonathan, but she clearly does. Mind you, we've got an uppity A lady as well. The one on the landing responds no matter where you are. We can be in the office, the studio, the bedroom, the bathroom or the toilet, or even downstairs in the hall. And you mention the A lady's name and something, and the one on the landing does something. You might think that's good news. But given the fact that you're one that you're stood next to and screaming at is totally ignoring you, it's not a good thing. If she was the only one in the house, it would be amazing. But she's not. She just thinks she is. She's such a bossy, domineering one, that one. Oh, Kim's got scratches on the wall. You tried to teach Kiva to turn off the light. Dogs are so clever, aren't they? They are. Do you know the dogs that amaze me? I think it was a thing in the States before here, but these kind of assistance dogs, where they empty the washing machine and stuff. And emptying the washing machine was one that I particularly saw. You have to have the washing machine adjusted because there's no way a dog could do it. But this one had been adjusted. So after a certain time, it unlocked. And the handle on it that you would have to put your hand inside and then like pull had been replaced with like a rope puller. So the dog waltzed up to the washing machine, grabbed hold of this rope on it, pulled, and the door opened. Then it proceeded to unload the washing into a basket in front of it. Well, me and my mother were just howling laughing. And Mum said, if that was Maya, the clean washing had been in the basket and round the garden in 2 seconds flat. This dog virtually folded the stuff. It was amazing. Oh, my. Ah, dear me. So Jonathan could be 3 centimetres away from the one in the bedroom and it won't listen. Move to the kitchen, it picks up everything. It's weird, isn't it? We just say with the one on the landing that she's like the boss. But the thing is, you know, she sat there, she's on the landing. So we're thinking she won't respond to anything unless you're actually on the landing. And the reason that we have one on the landing is, one, we've got enough Alexas to have one whenever we like. But two, when we've set up a group to play music, and it's the Everywhere group, and there would be like a blank bit where you couldn't particularly hear it from any other room. So having one on the landing's really handy. But she's really bossy. She's the bossy one, honestly. They all do the same by the look of it. There's just one that's possessed. But Paul loves the fact the HomePod Mini seems to take precedence for Siri. I noticed I installed an update the other day on iOS and it took me through a mini setup, but it really was a mini setup. It was, I think it just wanted to know if I wanted to share stats with Apple. And the other one was setting up Siri. But I thought, well, I've already done that. And I said, no, the first time. Because if you can imagine how many devices are in this room and there isn't really much option, I don't think... I can't say the A lady, can I? The S man. Well, it's a man here. I think it's a lady in the States, isn't it? I don't think that's trained to a particular voice. The A lady is. So what's bizarre with the A lady is you have to be logged in with an account. So we're all logged into all of them with my account. That's important because your calendars follow through. So on the ones with the screen, there's your calendar. You can see it. Luckily, we have a shared calendar, so the important stuff Mike can see. But it's weird that you can train it for who you are. So you have to go through this speech thing. Don't know if any of you have done that. And the reason that you're doing it is so you can say to it, "Hey, lady, what deliveries have I got today?" And it will give me mine, but if Mike talks to her, she will give him his. Which is pretty clever, isn't it? But you do have to go through this setup thing. Which then begs the question, having done that, why is Jonathan's A lady listening to me when she should be listening to Jonathan? Because she's never heard me before. Oh, dear. You can train the HomePod Mini to recognise specific voices. That's handy. Now, that would be handy. How well does it work, though? The Everywhere channel is a godsend, Kim, because it means you can just have the thing playing upstairs. And then as you go downstairs, it's just there and it's playing. Whereas if I've got it in other groups, originally, I think when we very first got it, it didn't have that capability that you could create these groups like that. So that was a huge thing when they added that. I noticed they've actually added something at the moment, and I'm like, why would anybody want that? Alexa Sidewalk, or is it Echo Sidewalk? Amazon Sidewalk. Sidewalk, anyway. Which for a start is an Americanism, but then if you called it pavement, that wouldn't be very exciting here. But in essence, it's sharing your Wi-Fi with all and sundry. It seemed like a really bad idea. They did tell you in an email and told you you could turn it off, but they didn't tell you where you could turn it off.
I think it was me.
What?
It would have been...
I remembered it was him.
Yeah, it will have been last night when we were having our tech crisis and I had to go and get the table and I asked her to turn the light on and she didn't. And obviously, that wasn't the time to be arguing with her.
So she can get away with murder on a Friday night, you mean? So, Mike, you heard that. Mike has admitted publicly it was him that turned the light off and then asked her to turn it on. Oh, dear, oh, dear. So Kim went through the setup for the A-Lady and we both set it off. That's what we're now referring to it as, the Echo or the A-Lady. So we don't. But what we've got to be very careful of, and Jonathan, sometimes you're not there and you miss this. But when we're coming up to the end of a show and you have clearly drifted off, like, don't wake Jonathan's A-Lady. Oh, I am so tempted sometimes to say, "Hey, lady, wake Jonathan and play the 1812 and just see if she responds." But no, I must walk away. Oh, it's going to be great fun when we can send text to the A-Lady, isn't it? But that's US only at the moment because, you know, world ends at the border of the States. Don't get me going on that. Why can't I send a text to my A-Lady? And you might think, well, when would you ever want to do that? But if you think about it, let's say you're going to bed and the light's on and you need to tell the A-Lady to turn the lights on. Mike's asleep. I do not want to be saying, A-Lady, turn the lights off. She's ignoring me. A-Lady, turn the lights off. It would be amazing to just send it a little text. That would be cool. So, yeah, I'm liking that. But yeah, it doesn't work in the UK. Not yet. If you've tested that, do let us know. You don't know, I don't share my toys very often. Rest of the family isn't interested in accessing the HomePod. What's the matter with them, Paul? Not on. Not on at all. Mind you wouldn't want to share, you're quite right. You never know what they might get it doing. Yeah, the sidewalk thing is a very bad idea. I went through the settings, couldn't find where to turn it off. Now, that could be because we haven't had it turned on yet in the States. I don't know. But I did go through all of the settings because I thought, you must be kidding. On no planet is that happening. But I couldn't find the option. Because I do find with the A-Lady app, it's not that obvious where all the settings are. Some of the settings are on the devices. Some of the settings are elsewhere. But I did not have, like, there is a global settings. Your profile, account settings, device settings, but none of them said, like, you know, don't do that. We've got privacy, voice history, smart home, skill permissions, but no, it's not obvious. I think you should have to opt in rather than opt out of that. So if you find out where it is, do let me know, because I don't see it on mine at all. Not even on my locations, because it's funny, on the locations it says your work address, your home address, any other address. Yeah, all one and the same. COVID, just leave it be. Don't want to be typing in 9 addresses. They're all the same. Nope, still can't find it there. So unless we just don't have it. But it did say it was coming to this country. Because I got an email about it. But all it said was, turn it off in the settings. Where in the settings can I turn this off? Nope, I'll have to have another look. But I have been through them all once. I've got device settings. But no, none of those are set up they are individual devices, not like a global thing. I love the way here. Hang on, let's turn that back on. Some of the... Oh, we now have a setting for disabled. That's cool. So you could actually choose to disable some devices if you want to. Oh, you could see the list of my devices. Camera, camera, light, light, light. Camera, 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 light, light, camera. Install on the phone. Echo in the studio, echo in the office, second echo in the office. It goes on and on. I don't think some of these devices are actually in the same place anymore. I did have one called bedroom and that's still there and it says offline. That's because it's broken. They didn't get rid of that. So I need to sort that out. Called my mother, got her answering machine, told her a lady to play Doris Day. That's genius. I'm loving it. Ooh, Wemo switches. First smart devices in their house. Excellent. And is anybody else interested in those, Paul, or is that just for you? Oh, now that's interesting, Kim. So your mother's A-lady says has different answers than your A-lady. Which one do you prefer? I wonder if it's to do with the training. Or I wonder if they're profiling the users. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? You know, like if you go to YouTube, if you logged into YouTube and I logged into YouTube, we get different things suggested based on who you actually are. I actually find it fascinating to log in as the church and see what it recommends. And sometimes it recommends tutorials that I've not seen recommended on my, on mine. So I'll give that a go. Anyway, it's Liberation Day, isn't it, Mike? He has no idea of what
no,
I speak.
No, I have no idea.
No, it's Liberation Day. As many of you will know, since the start of this, the very first week, which was like chaotic, we had a party that we were doing. We had marooned and we were having a party with the Catanians, and it was the first time we'd done a radio show. Well, live with music. I was like, will this work? Of course it'll work. It'll be fine, we said. And the first 15 minutes were that chaotic. I thought, there's no way we're going to be able to do this. I can't key the music up fast enough. I can't answer the mails. I can't keep up with the chat. I'm not going to be able to do this. But we did. We did. But what if you were listening, what you didn't know was it was utterly chaotic. But at the same time as I was trying to do all of that, the priest had sent through the video of Mass for processing. And I was doing that at the same time. I wonder the machine begs for relief. But today is the first day I am not doing the Mass. The video streaming service is in place and working. So I am redundant from that job. So after 9 months of doing it every single week, I am off the hook. Do you know what we didn't do, Mike?
What?
We didn't watch Mass live, did we? Oh, well, never mind. There's always tomorrow morning if we can get up early. Chances of that slim to non-existent. I wonder if you can watch on catch-up, because that's going to have to do instead. Let me get the link and you can actually see inside the church. It was... Let's see if I can find it that way. Why is it using Bing? What on earth? Right, it's got, now, are we on the homepage, do you think? Oh, that's a beautiful church, isn't it? St. Patrick's. Now, was this more 60s modern, I'm afraid. Oh, there's lots on there, but I don't think ours is.
If people gave me the right names for the songs.
He's getting uppity. He's getting uppity. No, hang on. Yeah, here we go. Are we in Cheshire or are we in Manchester? No, we must be in Greater Manchester. Let's try that one. We are. We've got our own little thing there. Yeah, that's not good. I think it's blank at the minute. And there's no videos. There is a next live surface, but other than that... Oh, well, that's not going to be great. I'll give you the link anyway. There we go. Teenage Wasteland. Theme for tonight is Anything Goes, Jonathan. So pick your favourite song. Just something that you like, something that's like a party, something upbeat would be better. We've decided we're going to have to steer away from certain things for poor Kath. But I wanted to play COVID Christmas. I did. We'll have to see what mood Kath's in. Why aren't the videos there on demand? How ridiculous. Oh, no, hang on. Recordings at the bottom. At the bottom, there you go. So there was a Friday night mass as well. Who knew? And there was Saturday's mass. There we go. So you can actually see our priest rabbiting away with his little self. There he is in the purple on the right. Oh, and the lighting's improved, Mike. They've turned off that thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that lit thing.
Must have had complaints.
I'm not surprised. It was ridiculous. Right, let's shut that up.
The same people are there that were there the other night. Do you think they've gone home?
No, I think they probably stayed. What's so funny, you can literally only see the back of people's heads. Like, oh, there's so-and-so and there's so-and-so. Oh, good grief.
What?
Well, that answers that question.
What?
We have had a question for ages, which is, are they giving out Eucharist? Yes, they are. I mean, on what planet? On what planet? There must be all of about 12 people there. They've got face masks on. They have not got gloves on, though, and they are handing out Eucharist. Can you tell? I am speechless. You cannot keep that. And then people are pulling their masks off to eat it. Oh, no. Right, well, that's that then. I won't be going back, not until all of that nonsense stops. Oh, my. But there is literally, isn't there, about, well, there's more than 12. This is a weekend mass, though, that I missed. But, yeah, that's answered that question, so I won't be going back. So if you want to see our priest, there he is. He does do a good homily. He does. If he was as good as his homily...
He's not masked up. Anthony is.
He is.
He isn't. Unless he puts it on in a minute.
Well, which bit are you on?
As they're going off towards the sacristy.
No. Back it up a bit. I'm at 30 minutes.
Oh.
He is. There he is. Look. Looks like a biker. But honestly, if I was going to church, there's no way I would go up for Eucharist. What about this 2 metre rule and all of that? Oh, never mind. Shut the churches down. Honestly. Oh, the greatest show from the greatest showman. It's all about Mac Bites Maroons and After Hours, oh, Jonathan. I'm loving that. We shall put that in there and say that you said that. I shall copy that and put that in there.
You sticking it in.
Oh, a couple of Paul... No, you do it. A couple of Paul's favourites aren't upbeat. If you like them, Paul, just put them in there. Put them in there. We've got... Well, Kath's favourite is Andante Andante. And they don't come much slower than that. We do tend to leave it till the end, but that's not the point. So put it in there anyway. Oh, and of course, by request. You put that in, Mike.
What?
And Tracy's picked Bridge Over Troubled Water, which is just beautiful. So it doesn't have to be upbeat. It can just be something that you like. But we have got plenty of upbeat to deal with. So you went to the funeral of the mother of a good friend. Communion given out without gloves. I didn't go up. Well, I don't think they're wearing gloves either. Let me get this video full screen and have a look. It does not look like they're wearing gloves. They've got a face mask on. A face shield they've got on. I thought the deacon had a halo on. That's what I was looking at. But it is actually a face shield. But neither the priest or the deacon are wearing a mask. And they're giving it out without gloves. Shut the churches down. It's utterly ridiculous, that. Utterly ridiculous. Now we can see what goes on. Yeah, good idea not to go. I know it's important for some people. I completely get that. But doing it is riskier than it needs to be. And it's not even that it could be you. It could have an impact on somebody else. That you're a super spreader or something. It's only a matter of time before there's a breakout at a church. Particularly if this more virulent strain's about. Because... you wouldn't know it was about until it was too late. I really don't get the need for it to that degree. And that when the churches were open for private prayer, why do you need to go to church for private prayer? It is by definition a private prayer, and God is where you are. I couldn't see the logic of having them open then either. No. Anyway, he's there if you want to see him, but I don't particularly want to get that close, so maybe you don't either. Hopefully she's currently enjoying Neil. Well, that's what we thought, that that would work nicely. We do have, I did more shows, so we've got three coming up in addition to the ones that were already planned. As I improve the process, I can get quicker with it, you see. So I said to Mike, I'm going to do another three. So the specials that we've got coming up, but we don't know when, are Kate Bush, which I love putting that together. Those songs were amazing. Phil Collins and Elton John. So at some point, one's already finished. The other two are very close to finished on top of what's already scheduled. With the Brooklyn Jeers, which is 60 shows, one per year from the Circle's inception in 1961.
Yeah, 61.
So it's the 60th next year. So they're all very giddy about that. Do you know, Jonathan, you're actually quite right. Even without COVID, not wearing gloves isn't particularly sanitary. No, they don't wear gloves. What I will say about them is that the deacon and the priest, they do have holy water on the altar. And they kind of wipe their, they dip their fingers in it and then they will wipe it on a cloth. But I do agree with you, and this is the first year, because Mike's been off now for 2 weeks, we're 50% through the holiday. This is the first year in about 20 years that we haven't come down with a sniffle, a cough, a cold, flu, because obviously you can see, I mean, they're giving out the host. What they're not doing, there's no wine, which is just as well, because you're drinking that out of the same cup. That's not sanitary at any point. I totally agree with you, Jonathan. I hate it when I have to finish it off. So what I do is if I'm up there and Mike's there, then Mike will drink it for me. If I'm up there and Mike isn't up there, it's like, who likes alcohol that I can palm this off on? Because I don't want to finish it. I don't. You do clean the cup between each person taking it, but still. And they've obviously amended the service to the point that there is no wine. So why are you giving out the Eucharist? And I don't think it would make any difference if they had gloves on, because it would be person to person, wouldn't it? I would suggest there's probably one thing they've done that's different, which is I'm hoping there's nobody taking it on the tongue. Oh, no. I mean, that was bad in its day. What they do now is they put it in your hand and it's up to you to put it in your mouth. But there are some people who are old school who don't believe that anybody but a priest should touch the host, in which case they just come up with their hands crossed and stick their tongue out and you have to put it on their tongue. I know at St. Joe's they banned that, didn't they? I don't know here. I would guess they've banned it. But I can't imagine in this climate, I just can't imagine being in a position where something that you consume is being given to you from somebody with no gloves on who's touched other people. No, that's beyond me. That is totally beyond me. Right. Face shield alone is useless. I think they should have a mask on. I mean, the face shields come down past the mouth, I'll grant you, but not greatly. A mask would certainly help, wouldn't it? That, to me, would be an absolute given. But I was quite just shocked to see that they were giving out Eucharist. I know they're doing it at another church, but at the other church, what they're doing is it's not part of the Mass. If you want the Eucharist, it's at the end, and they literally hand it to you at the end of a 2 metre pole. So they are completely observing social distancing. In this, they're not. So it was a good job you put the camera in, really, wasn't it? And got people there with the Mass and all everything. Because now I know I'm definitely not doing that. No way. Oh, bad, bad, bad. Holy water's not hand sanitizer. It's not. But I guess in their mind. Why is everyone in striped clothes? Are those school jackets? Is this on the video? Where are we talking about? Let me know. There was a video of one of the school masses, but I don't think you can see that one. Because the children were there, I think it's behind a password. Pass around a loaf and everyone tears off a piece. Imagine that'll stop. I'd imagine so. Mr. T's uncle invited a guest priest at the wedding in Bristol, left the chalice cloth on the altar and handed it around without wiping it between people. I also turn it round. And it's more of a kind of mental thing to the person coming up than anything, to be honest with you. So what I do, I wipe it, but I also then turn it 90 degrees. And then wipe that bit and turn it 90 degrees. You know, just a courtesy, really. But, you know, it's not going to stop you catching something, is it? Individual sealed loaves. I'd much rather have individual sealed hosts. I agree. But they're quite expensive anyway, and that would only make them more expensive. I wonder at what point they put these face shields on. I'm going to have a look at that. Oh, now, for Tracy, the wine is not usually taken by the congregants, so not in his habit, but he was oblivious. Church, the video at church, right, I'll have to have a look. Need some 90% proof wine. Yeah, then you could wash your hands in that. Right, did I see people in stripy jackets? Let me have a look. If this is in the audience, I'm not sure. Hang on a minute. I'm just looking at this. Is that Ned or is it Bernard? Because he shouldn't be up here. Ooh, Mike, that's going to be a catastrophe, isn't it? Yeah. Let me put this on and have a listen. I've got feedback, so that's not going to work. I'm wondering if it's Ned or Bernard. Do you know, it says something, doesn't it, about the video if you can't tell who's who. He could have gone with going for the higher power one. No, one of our our priests lives in Birmingham, which is about 120 miles away. And because we'd got this 5-day window at Christmas, he was coming for Christmas. This was important because of the number of masses that are being said. Because you can't have the huge masses you normally have, he's splitting it between churches. At least this year he's only got 2 to worry about. Normally he has 3 to worry about. But he isn't going to be able to travel, is he?
No.
So Ned's going to have to be in 9 places at once. That's not going to work because I know for a fact some of the masses are at the same time. So unless he's managed omnipotence, things are going to have to change. Not good. I fear ructions. The air will be blue. The 18th of the 12th. Right, I'm looking at that. Have you got a timestamp in there? No, I've got the 19th. Hang on, let me get the 18th. 18th. Friday night mass, 18th. Right, let's have a look. Okay. Let's whiz it along a bit. There's Maureen. She's one of the readers. I'm whipping it along. Good grief, come on. It's a bit slow, isn't it? Normal Friday night mass, there would just be... No, it wouldn't be a school mass per se, unless some kids have turned up. And it is. Where are they heading over there? Is that at the end of the mass? Oh, that's totally bizarre. Everybody's heading off to the side. What's going on? 21 minutes. Could that be the end of mass? Could be.
Probably.
No, they're bringing down the host. Oh, Anthony has got a mask on that one. But Ned hasn't got a face shield. So they're heading off to the side. It looks like it's been left to run after the mass. So they could well have been having some kind of meeting or other. But I have no idea. No idea what's going on there. Ah, the Loreto Mass at 14:19. Okay, let's get that.
Lisa might want to rethink her trio.
Oh dear, what was it?
The one song I have to hear in my car on the way to Mum and Dad's for Christmas, Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Rea.
Oh dear. We better ask if she still wants that.
Yeah.
Right, the stripy jackets are blazers that belong to a local school. The local school is a grammar school. It's a Catholic grammar school called Loreto College. And Ned is their in-resident priest, as it were. They have a lay chaplain who is a member of our congregation. And she liaises between the school and Ned. So all the ones in the stripy jackets are from this grammar school. It's a girls' school. I think in the sixth form they have boys. But from now, sixth form is age 16 to 18. There are boys allowed in at that point. But between 11 and 16, it's an all-girls school. So yes, that's a school mass. That yesterday, that was behind a password. I don't know why. I assumed it was because it was a school mass. But yes, it is a school.
4 minutes to go.
Okay, I'm getting ready, The wine at the church where Paul grew up was grape juice. Oh, ours is like a sickly sherry. Do you have sherry in the States? Very sickly, isn't it? Sickly sweet. It's horrible. I mean, it's alcohol for a start, which I don't like. But this one is like sickly sweet alcohol. It really is not good. Not good at all. Right, I'm going to try and get this turned off. I have no idea if that's turned off or not. Let's have a look. Is it turned off? Oh, I think it is. Right, because Mike needs to hear the music, which comes from my machine, so I'll get that sorted out.
Yeah,
you do have sherry. Well, this is like a very... It's a kind of... I can think of the perfect description, but I better not use that. It's kind of a orangey colour. Not bright orange, but an orangey colour. And it's just so sticky and sweet. And, you know, they pay through the nose for this stuff. But the laugh of it is you can use water. It doesn't actually have to be alcohol. You can actually use water if you are... In fact, you can even do without the host and the wine. So why they would be giving that out at this, I don't understand. But yes, that is our church. We sit on the left-hand side as you're looking at it, but probably about 10 to 12 pews back. And that podium on the left-hand side, where the readers were reading from, that was the site of one of my torments as a child, wasn't it, Mike? Well, actually, I wasn't a child. I was 19. And I did my confirmation there, and they kept picking me to do the reading. And I hated it. I didn't like speaking in public. You know, you can't tell, can you? But I didn't then at all. And my mum said, just get up and do it. And don't look round. But I thought that was cheating. So I have a very clear memory of moving from the pews on the right-hand side up the altar steps into there. And I turn round and I eyeballed everybody in the congregation and then read my piece. Because I thought it'd be cheating if I didn't. And, you know, you don't want to be doing that, do you? Right, we're going to share, Mike, when you finish sneezing and going on with your little self. Are you going to share what the first songs are?
Yes.
I'm looking for
Wake
them.
Me up before you go, go, wham.
Right, let's get that one in then. Right, I'll go find it. Oh, somebody else has done a Wake Me Up Before You Go, Go song. Right, what's the next one?
I Got a Feeling, Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, I love that one. I can dance to that one. I Got a Feeling. I danced to some of Kim's, you know. It was the middle of the night when I was putting that together. Which one did I listen to in the middle? The cheeseburger one. I'll definitely listen to that one. And I'll listen to the other one. But half the time I'm editing while it's going. So I can't listen to the entire song. It's just happening in the background. But I did with those. I did. And, that other one. Humble and Kind. Love that. Absolutely love that. Right. That's a MacBite show creation tracker. That's embargo.
58.
Because Jonathan would get far too giddy if he could see that. So I don't actually have sight of that at the moment yet, but I will do. Okay. It's in a spreadsheet, isn't it? But I'm not sure where I've put it. I'll catch up shortly. Cheeseburger in Paradise. That's the one. That's the one. I'd never heard it before. And it was the first song that Kim picked. So I included it. Right, well, we're going to do an out on here at the moment. So for the moment, good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.